Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. I tell you, we are so grateful to be back with y'all today, and I'm right here beside the Professor Barlow. How you doing, Douglas?
Outstanding. You know, change of scenery today. It's getting chilly in North Central Florida, and we had to kind of pull it inside, you know, so we're by a crackling fire, as you might be able to hear, and you could see if you were a member on Patreon, you know.
But, yeah, the Patreon members, they get this. Not only, here's the thing, not only will they get this probably sometimes a week sooner.
Yeah.
It may be hot by the time you hear this.
Yeah, right, because it can change quick. It can change quick down here, you know.
By the time you hear this on the podcast platform, heck, it might be hot. So anyway, but so, yeah.
You thinking of moving to Florida because it's cold where you're at? Gets cold here, so don't bother moving.
Don't come on down. No, don't bother moving. I tell you the thing, a lot of people don't realize it, and I've lived in a lot of places, and much further north, and I've worked almost all the way to the Arctic Circle.
Okay.
One thing that people don't understand, I tell people the coldest I've ever been as far as feel cold is in Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or Anniston, Alabama, maybe.
Right, yeah. Basic training was pretty cold. But that humidity, that little bit of humidity, when it gets cold, it just goes right through those cotton clothes. You know,
right down to that funny bone, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
you just about have to wear like a wool, you know, in Florida
in
the winter.
That's right, yeah.
It really is. So.
You know, but I was thinking the other day, Steve, when we were kids, you know, and we moved to Levy County in the early 70s, you know, there was this elderly lady in church, a big matriarch of the church. You know, she was a very devoted widow and kind of set toward the front, Mrs. Brooks, or we called her Miss Brooks, remember?
Okay.
Right,
yeah,
she kind of sat there by herself and held court.
Right.
You know, she was a... Like the woman in the temple that prayed night and day.
Right,
you know,
yeah, right, yeah, I remember
know?
Her. Yeah,
and she liked the church so much. Now, they had a farm out of town that they moved her in town to a little house with a city lot near the church.
Just so she
you
could
might
be close
remember. Right,
to church, yeah.
Right, and she was so full of the Holy Ghost, Steve, you might remember this incident. She would come on her out on her porch every morning and say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Man.
It's a day in which the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it."
There you go.
And
that's
she did
great,
it every morning.
Great
like
way
clockwork.
To start the day.
Yeah, like clockwork. Did it every morning. Come out on the porch. "Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It's a day in which the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it." She
and
did it every morning.
Her little house in town.
Yeah. But she had a neighbor. You know, you have them close neighbors.
That's where the problems start.
And he was an atheist.
Oh, man. Okay.
And this irritated him to no end.
Yeah. Let me interject here. I just wanted for our listeners to understand. One thing you have to know.
Right.
You get this
stuff on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
Right. But what I was going to say, not all Democrats are atheists.
You say.
But all atheists are Democrats. Okay, I just want to put that in there.
I never knew that.
Yeah, not all Democrats are atheists, but all atheists are Democrats.
The things you learn on the Palm
go ahead,
podcast.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, he was a retired elderly man. I think maybe he was atheist, maybe a biology teacher at the school, you know, maybe physics teacher, but we didn't have physics, so probably biology teacher, you know.
Right.
And it just irritated him that she came out and did that. Just made him mad, you know, and she'd come out, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord," every morning on her porch, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Well, you know, we had some hard times back in the 70s, that energy crisis, people don't remember. And old timers like Miss Brooks, a lot of people don't remember, they didn't get Social Security numbers, you know. They didn't like old Roosevelt and that business. That New Deal business, you know?
Right.
So they didn't have Social Security. That was very common still in the 70s. So when hard times hit their farm and she didn't have anything to eat.
Right.
Well, the old neighbor got wind of it, Steve, and he brought two big bags of groceries in at night.
The atheist neighbor
on her front porch.
Wow. Okay.
And that's back, you remember when you'd get groceries in them brown paper sacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That were nice because you'd take them home and use them for other things.
Right.
You'd send somebody to school with a lunch in that sack the next day.
Right.
And so she come out in the morning and saw them groceries. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a day in which the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. And the Lord hath provided for me and answered my prayer.
Oh, you got the groceries.
Right. Yeah. And this, her neighbor heard that. The atheist neighbor heard that. It made him mad. He said, you daft woman. He come out. You daft woman. I bought them groceries and set them on your porch last night. Hallelujah. The Lord hath provided for me these groceries and made the devil to pay for them.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's right. Because not only did the Lord provide, but he made the devil buy.
There
that's
you go.
Right. Yeah.
So the Lord moves in mysterious ways, y'all. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, God bless old Miss Brooks. So
yeah,
we remember
man,
her,
I remember her. Know? I remember her sitting in front of us there at church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She wasn't looking to find a man. She was looking to find eternity. You know?
There you go.
Yeah,
there
that's the way the old timers
were. I'm sure she found it.
That's right, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, I got a story for you, Douglas. You know, we were talking a little bit. You just mentioned Anniston, Alabama, where you and I both went to Army Basic.
Yeah, Alabama's been good to us.
Alabama's a good
state.
You know, and so. I tell you something, you know, when I was in the Army, and you probably got a little dose of this too, but we used to love, and it was all good-natured fun, but we used to love to make fun of and belittle the other branches of the service.
Oh,
remember that. So you had the Air Force, and you had the Navy. Uh-huh. And I remember in the Army, we used to say the Air Force and the Navy, all they are is a taxi service to the firefight.
Yes,
that's all they provide.
Yes, right.
Transportation.
Now, we didn't so much make fun of the Marines.
No, Marines. They were kind of, the Marines were kind of just called them cannon fodder. You know, you just feed them to a machine gun on a hill. You know, that's kind of the Marines' role. But yeah, we used to make fun of those other branches, and it was all in good fun. But,
yeah, yeah, of course.
But
yeah, right.
You know, everybody in the Army learned a lot of different things about, you know, the making jokes about the Navy.
Right, right.
And
right.
So I got one for you. So,
oh my goodness!
So a Navy sailor walks into a bar. Okay, that's how most of these jokes start, actually.
Yeah, yeah right, right.
Navy
right.
sailor walks into a bar. He goes up to the bar, gets up there at the bar.
A sailor in a bar.
In a bar. Can you imagine? Yeah. So that's what a Navy sailor does. He gets up there to the bar. He looks down the bar, and down there about halfway down the bar, he sees this giant jar. You know them big old jars they put pig's foot in?
Yeah, yeah, or pickles. Yeah,
pickles, or pig's feet, you know, one of them big old jars, and it is stuffed full of $10 bills. I mean, just stuffed full right to the top.
Boy, that'd get anybody's attention.
And so he's thinking, man, he asked the waiter, the bartender, he says, sir, he said, is that what is the deal with, that's, surely that's not your tip jar.
Okay,
you know, what's the deal with all those $10 bills in that jar? And the bartender told him, it's like, oh, well, that's a free contest we have here, basically. If you put $10 in the jar, you can try out for the contest. If you win, you get the whole jar.
Okay.
And the sailor's like, oh my gosh, well, what do you have to do to win? And
yeah.
he's like, well, there's three things.
Three things.
You have to accomplish three objectives.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Objective number one, look over there at the front door and you'll see Bruno. Now, Bruno was the bouncer.
Okay.
He was 6'6", about 275.
Okay.
He was standing there at the door, you know, where he let people in.
Okay.
So the first objective, if you want to win that jar of money, is go over there and knock Bruno out slap cold. Now, you knock him out cold, that's objective one.
Yeah.
And after that, number two, go on behind. You go out the back door. Out here behind the bar is our Doberman Pinscher guard dog.
Okay, okay.
Now, he has a wisdom tooth that's abscessed.
Uh-oh.
You go
so
out
he's
there.
He's already honoring.
He's already mad.
Right.
You go out there and pull that tooth. That's objective number two. Now, when you get finished with that, you come on back in here in the bar. And he said, and he pointed over to the other corner of the bar. And he says, you'll look over there and you'll see old Lady Maybell.
I know what's coming now.
Yep, she was about 97 years old. And she was so old, she kind of looked like a mummy almost. And he says, when you finish with the dog, come on in here. And then last and third final task is you got to pleasure old Miss Mabel until she's satisfied. And once you've done that, you get the whole jar, all the money.
Right, right.
And so at that, you know, the old sailor kind of just was like, just wow, right? So But as a sailor does, he went ahead and got him a few more drinks in him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, after about that fourth drink, old sailor pulled out that $10 bill, went over there and put her in the jar.
Okay.
Said, I'm in.
Where'd he start, with Bruno or with Mabel?
So number one was Bruno. You do them in that order. Mm-hmm. So he kind of eyeballs old Bruno over there, and he slips over there, and he does this flying ninja kick, and catches old Bruno right in the side of the head, right at the temple. And I mean, he just falls just like a ton of bricks. Just boom, out cold. Bruno out cold.
Poor Bruno.
Step one done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the sailor didn't lose a lick. Boy, he headed straight out the back door.
The
Doberman.
Right, right.
He got out there behind the bar, and all you heard was just a bunch of growling, just carrying on, you know, just growling. And that went on for about 3 minutes. This terrible growling. And then you just heard a little bit, some squeaking sounds. And then a little whimper. And about that time, the door flew up and old sailor popped back in.
I remember that too.
The old sailor popped back in from out back. And he's like, all right, I'm finished with the dog. Where's that old woman with the bad tooth?
So it's not too late for him to get back on track.
Right. You know, when you start drinking, you kind of get confused.
You get confused and forget things. Yeah, so that's a good lesson, young people out there, not to drink. The old squid got confused. What do you know?
You get on that Florida cocktail and, you know, you're going to make a mistake and something like that.
Well, speaking of that, you know, I just have an amazing news story that I think I should get out to our listeners today. You know, it's time for that.
Let's do that. We're going to have to get some more wood on this fire, presumably. I think we got time for news.
Yeah, I can stoke it up here and get her going.
Stoke it up. And as you're doing that, Douglas, we'll roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast. Right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Professor Curry Kaylee Knight?
All right, Professor Barlow, what do you have for us coming from the great state of Florida?
Well, I just have an amazing story today, and it's related to something that we need to get out, especially to some of our younger listeners anyway. You know, it's good etiquette, you know. When you're on a date, you know, man and woman is expected the man will pay for dinner. But ladies, you know, it's good manners to order the less expensive thing on the menu.
Yeah, just don't go right straight for the medallion steak and the lobster.
Right. You don't order the prime rib, you know.
Yeah.
But even if, like, it's a friend taking you to lunch, Bob's going to take you to lunch, you don't order the prime rib. You order something cheap from the menu, you know.
Yeah, or just middle of the road. Yeah.
Right. Especially with Florida man, because Florida man can get uptight about who's paying the dinner bill. And we will learn that today from this news story I have here. And I'll just read the headline. Florida man stands trial for allegedly. Now, you ought to know, your folks ought to know by now, when we say allegedly.
We have to do that.
That means they done it.
Yeah.
Right. When we say allegedly on the Palm and Pine podcast.
It's kind of like the difference between naked and naked. And naked as a jaybird, right? If you in the nude, that means you in your bathroom, you in the nude.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you naked, you up to something. And this guy allegedly is up to something.
So Florida man stands trial for allegedly shooting date after arguing over dinner bill.
Oh my goodness, it did come to a head. Wow. Ma'am, she must have ordered something really.
Well, you assume it's a she.
Oh,
see, okay. Now, there you go.
Yeah, well, see, that's where I make a lot of mistakes in the present day and era.
We've been accused of misogynizing on here already, being misogynistic.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
We've been accused of a lot of stuff, but that's one of them.
But we will find here that Florida man, comes from Jacksonville. Jacksonville Sheriff's Department was involved. Florida man Jamel Moore is charged with armed robbery and attempted first-degree murder after he met his date on the website or app called Grindr, it's pronounced.
Grindr.
Okay,
Grindr.
And this is an LGBTQ plus divided by symbol,
minus
pound
sign,
symbol, ampersand, exclamation point
right,
site.
Right.
All right.
Right. Gotcha.
So it's one of them sites.
Right.
That's where he met his date.
Okay.
Okay. So he hooked up with his date And the first thing they did is they went bowling. And I think here's where it went wrong for Florida man, Jamal Moore. He went bowling and paid for that. Have you gone bowling lately?
Oh, well, it's probably like $80.
It's just incredibly expensive. I don't understand
You don't use anything.
I'm willing to shag my own ball and set up the pins, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, you rent the little shoes, maybe. But other than that, what do you get?
I don't get it. I could roll a ball out in the yard. Right. I don't understand it. So I think a Florida man paid for that bowling, and that hurt him.
He was already kind of uptight.
Yeah, so
that.
He was agitated. So after bowling, they left. Florida man ordered food and wanted the date in quotations, to pay for it. But date demurred. He didn't want to pay for it.
And he had already paid for the bowling, Florida
and
man.
And it says in the article that then Florida man Jamal Moore got extremely agitated. Now, y'all, when Florida man gets agitated, let me tell you about it. He's going to go for that shooting iron nine times out of ten.
That's level one agitation, right? Level one agitation.
So he got agitated, and he pulled out his shooting iron and shot his date twice, once in the arm and once in the chest.
My God.
So, you know, he'd been better off to pay for that dinner bill. So Jamal Moore, he hauled butt. And the date tried to drive off, but he lost consciousness and drove off into a ditch. The good news is the date, in quotes, did recover.
Oh, my goodness. Where'd he get hit or whatever?
The chest and the arm,
God.
He shot him twice. Now, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department were able to, using a video surveillance, were able to connect a Mr. Moore to the incident, and the casings from the shells matched his shooting iron. You know, so it's a word to the wise, y'all, about a paying for dinner. You want to make sure that's squared away with Florida man.
Now, would we, if we put a Lima category on this Florida man this time, you remember Sheriff, Seminole County Sheriff?
Yeah, Dennis the Lima categories.
Yeah, the Lima category one.
Right. Substance abuse.
Number two.
Mental health.
I think number two is a strong
thing. I think mental
thing.
Health is here.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we definitely have a Lima two.
And he got agitated kind of easily.
Easily agitated. Now, Florida man in general is easily agitated.
Easily agitated. But the dinner bill, you got to have it right, y'all. So you might want to say it up front. We're going to go Dutch. That's what they should. See, there's gender confusion. So then there's confusion about who's paying.
Gosh.
See, if they'd gone traditional, Jamal would have been paying for the whole thing. It or not.
Right. The man would have been paying. Yeah. And so then it's up to the man to decide, well, maybe we just do bowling or maybe just the dinner. Maybe just the dinner.
Right. So there was some confusion there due to the gender confusion. I'm thinking maybe, you know, so he didn't have to pay for it. And they did put him on trial, Jamal Moore on trial. And it doesn't look too good for him. I don't know how it turned out, but the prosecutor said he went on a date that almost became the date on his tombstone.
Golly, right? Yeah. You know, I wonder if he could go back on that app and give that guy like a poor review.
Yeah, one star rating.
Right. Shot me in the chest when I didn't pay for the dinner.
Don't hook up with this cracker.
Florida man.
Yeah, so there you go. Watch out about meeting people online for dates and know up front who's paying for things. And if your date's paying for that dinner, order the hot dog, order the chili dog.
Right,
you know, it's not going to kill you.
You know, a burger, get a burger.
It's not going to kill you. Get the burger. You know, it's not going to kill you, you know.
Well, I tell you, Dr. Barlow, it's just uncanny. It's uncanny how you and I meet every week, do this little podcast.
Right, and we do not discuss the news stories we have with one another. We don't rehearse this thing at all.
Nothing. We just sit down and go.
Yeah, right.
Because my story's kind of dark. Now I am gonna say that. It's a little, what's that word, macabre? Is that the word? Macabre.
Macabre, yeah.
We're gonna go a little macabre
morbid,
right here.
Yes, right.
And it's a little dark, but it also starts out Florida man on a app.
On a dating app. Oh, but it wasn't the Grindr.
Not Grindr.
App. Okay.
This was I don't even know the name. And some of them I'm not even gonna say on our show, but
I'll say that one. Don't go there. Okay. Don't go there.
So this particular app is a fetish app.
Okay. Now we've talked about this before.
We have talked about these fetishes.
Right,
apps. Now this was gonna, again, I said this is gonna go dark. Now, you know, every location has its own kind of tourism. Like you might go up to Maine and get some maple syrup, right? And maybe see the leaves in the fall.
The big old lobsters.
Yeah, get a lobster, right. And then you may go out to Texas and get some barbecue. And, you know, every place has got something you might go, a destination.
Right, destination tourism.
Well, we got Florida Man. Mm-hmm. And so Florida Man provides certain services. Uh-huh. So this girl, her name, Sonia Exelby, is her last E-X-E-L-B-Y. She was over there in the UK. The UK now, you know, it's a big area. You know, it's a, like, you know, Scotland, part of Ireland. Right, you know what I mean? I'm not sure exactly where. It just says United Kingdom.
Right.
So she's over in the United Kingdom, and she got on this fetish site because she was looking for somebody that would
here it comes, y'all.
Torture and kill her.
Oh, yeah.
and who spoke up? Florida Man. Florida Man said, "I will oblige her." So this lady, 32 years old, and here, let me give you Florida Man's name. Dwayne Hall. That's a Florida Man right there. You hear somebody named Dwayne Hall, that's a Florida man.
Yeah, them Halls came down from Halls Georgia. They came down from Georgia.
Yeah, they've been here for years.
Yeah.
And Dwayne, that's a good Florida man.
I'll tell you what.
So you know, you hear Dwayne Hall, 53. He was 53.
All right, old Florida Man. Yeah.
Now, Sonia was 32. And anyway, she had been looking for somebody, could never find anybody that would agree to do it.
Okay.
Dwayne Hall came through. He said, I can oblige you. You just get you a flight to Gainesville, Florida. I'll pick you up. So she landed. She flew for the United Kingdom. I reckon she probably had to go through Atlanta. You know how that works. It's on Delta. And you know, Delta's got that flight right into Gainesville. This is on October 10th. 2025. Last October. You get recent news here on Palm and Pine podcast. So Dwayne picked her up, and then they drove to an Airbnb that she had paid for. Okay, so see, nice. Dwayne making sure on his dating app, I'm providing the service.
You're paying for the Airbnb.
And so anyway, you know, I'm not going to get all into this because it does get pretty dark, but let's just suffice it to say he fulfilled the duties.
Oh, my God.
And as it turned out, October 17th, just 7 days later, they found her remains. And
I bet they found Dwayne Hall.
Well, you know, it was kind of easy because he had been using her bank card. And they seen that he took her bank cards and went and bought a tarp and a shovel. And they, at the Lowe's, you know that Lowe's over that new one kind of on Butler Plaza, they got him on that video in there buying a shovel, tarp, and everything with her bank card.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, he went on.
She probably gave him permission.
Yeah, probably that was probably part of the deal.
And then,
of course, he went on Bonefish Grill and ate, and you know what I mean? And then, you know, spent money on that bank card for the next 7 or 8 days.
Buried her 8 foot deep.
No, it was a shallow grave.
Oh, that
shallow
was a mistake. Right
yeah, they found
That's
her. They found
wrong,
her
y'all.
Within 7 days. It says October 17th. They found her. But yeah, he'd made all kind of purchases at Walmart. He charged $1,200 on her.
Well, did her family call the sheriff's department and say, "Hey, we think that she might be doing this because she's kind of crazy"?
You know, I don't know. Other than I think they just found the shallow grave. I don't think she got reported.
The things that people will do without Jesus. Isn't it much easier to come to Christ than doing all that, y'all?
I don't get it.
You know, so.
Well, you know, he might be in there getting some prison ministries now. Dwayne Hall. And,
yeah, even Florida Man knew better than that.
Florida Man. I just, you know.
We don't make it up, y'all.
Where does this all come in? It's just crazy, I tell you. But yes, uncanny. Every week, Douglas, we get together and we have not rehearsed or anything, and we come up with completely unique stories, and we have no shortage of material.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, I think that's all I got for
that's
now.
That's all I've got. Yes, that's enough. That's
we got to keep this fire going. I think they said it's going to be like, like in the teens tomorrow or Sunday morning?
Well, they say that to scare you.
That's the media. You know, but we're going to be ready. We got the fire going.
Yeah, we're ready for it now. So.
But here we go. But until then, y'all keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2026. Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.